Before the arrival of a flood of settlers, the Hudson's Bay Company brigades carried goods through the Okanagan Valley, behind Summerland. Often, the men packed huge loads on their backs and sported colorful sashes around their waist, not only to look dashing but to help prevent abdominal hernias. The loads were a standard 180 pounds. In valley bottoms, wagons were used to transport the cargo. An example of one is on display, actually, only half of one. The brigade men were mostly Quebecers, and many place names in the area were French. Skaha Lake, for example, was called Lac du Chêne. In 1858, a company of American gold seekers came through on their way to the gold fields. The group operated as a quasi-military troop and treated natives as enemies. They were responsible for a massacre that took place at West Bank Crossing. A year later, Father Pandozi arrived in the valley and set up a mission in Kelowna. He paved the way for a more peaceful interchange between settlers and our native people. He died in Penticton in 1891.